Well, we have some traditions in Portland and at our convention. One tradition is popcorn each evening. And another tradition is a PA system that doesn't work. And, of course, we've had help on making it not work sometimes. But we're not going to mention any names, just initials. So another tradition we have is the welcome service. And for a number of years on Friday evening, we take a few moments to try to get the convention up to Friday afternoon fellowship level, Sunday afternoon fellowship level. Because we have this theory that what usually happens at a convention is everybody's a little bit distant on Friday, and then Saturday it warms up more, and by the time Sunday afternoon comes around, we're at a peak of fellowship, and everybody knows everybody, and it's time to go home. So we have two attempted solutions for that problem. One is the picnic on Monday, which makes the convention longer, and the other is the welcome service on Friday night, where we try to get you up to Sunday afternoon level closeness, openness, and fellowship. So this evening, we'll spend a few minutes talking with some who have come a great distance to make sure you know who they are, some who have come here for the first time, some who have come to the Portland Convention for 100 years. I'm going to talk to some people tonight. Where is David? Is David here? Here, David Bruce, yeah.
I've been coming here 100 years.
See, so we have lots of people to talk to. And I think that I'm going to head in the direction of France to start, but on the way, I'll see who we pick up. And as you will see, it's very unrehearsed. I'm on my way to France, but I'm going to stop over here on Florida on the way. Brother George, stand up. I'd like you all to meet, if you don't know, Brother George Eldridge from Orlando, but more recently on a long voyage to where?
Well, we just came back from England, France, and part of Germany.
What was your purpose of the trip?
It was a pilgrim trip. I was sent over by the Dorn family to spread the gospel message, and that's what we did, we believe.
Was this your first trip overseas?
Well, my first trip over as a pilgrim, but not my first trip over to visit the brethren and speak at conventions.
I mean your first trip ever.
Oh, no. I've been overseas several times.
What was the manner of your first trip overseas?
I parachuted into France.
I think that's great. I've had some bad landings at that French airport, but nothing compared to George.
No, that I can still remember that. I happened to mention to Ruth that it was 48 years ago on June the 6th that we parachuted into Normandy, and on June the 6th I was to speak at the German convention. But I was taken ill and had to return home.
And what was the gap? What was the years between the two, June the 6th?
48 years.
Interesting. He was going to be in Germany 48 years apart on the same day.
Same day.
Same day.
Yeah.
I'd like Sister Ruth to stay up. I'd like Sister Ruth to stand. Because she's an important part of this team. I think that you visited somebody special in England. Tell me a little bit.
Tell us.
We visited Annie Rutherford, and she's very special to me, especially, and to George, too. But
Her husband, Adam Rutherford, was the one who brought the truth to me in the first place. And I communicated with Sister Annie by letter.
That name sounds familiar. Tell me a little bit more about Adam Rutherford.
Adam Rutherford, he is a pyramidologist. And he came to this country some years ago, and I became very much interested in the pyramid. From that jumping-off point, I came in touch with the volumes, and therefore the truth. But he was instrumental in doing so I feel that he was my spiritual father.
How old is Sister Annie?
She's 92, and she is a saint. She's just a lovely saint.
We had the privilege of meeting her at the Storrington Convention at the end of May, and it was just marvelous to see this 92-year-old sister just as sharp as a tack.
Yes, she is. And she'll do anything for you. She just has all kinds of energy. So it was a great blessing.
I'd like to add one thing. When Adam Rutherford came and introduced Ruth to the truth through the volumes, then, of course, the Lord used my dear wife to bring me into the truth. And we baptized each other in the Delaware River before we even knew anything about the Bible students. We did it on the strength of the volumes and studying the scriptures. And then we were escorted to the PBI convention in Atlantic City by Adam Rutherford, and there we saw old Sister Katarba and Tom and Ruth Millard, and they told us the brethren were meeting within 5 miles of our home. So that was very interesting.
Excellent. So Brother George and Sister Ruth are from Orlando, and if you haven't fellowshiped with them, we want to encourage, you can tell they're easy to talk to, they're interesting, they've just had a great trip. Go up to them and ask them something about their trip. I see someone else who looks familiar that I think has been here for the first time. Would you stand up, please? Is your last name Keith?
No.
What is it?
Baroni.
And where are you from?
West Newton, Pennsylvania.
How can you be from West Newton and not have the last name of Balco?
Well, I don't know. It's pretty hard.
What's your first name?
Deanna.
And do we know your mom?
Yeah, my mom's Karen Speroni.
Okay, well, that explains it. This is Karen Speroni's daughter, Mike Balco's granddaughter. And tell us your first name again.
Deanna.
Okay, Deanna, nice to have you here for the first time. Daniel, please. We don't talk about star attractions at conventions, but if we did, Brother Wozniak is here from France. He's come a tremendously long way, and we are so happy to have him here. I don't expect you to respond to that, Daniel. Daniel speaks English, so I want to encourage you to communicate with him. Daniel, what part of France are you from?
I'm from Paris, near Paris, 30 kilometers from Paris.
And where do you meet in a Bible student sense?
So we have an ecclesia, one class, in La Morlaix, where I live, and we have meeting in the house of Brother Mlotkevich. I think you know him.
They were here last year, Brother and Sister Mlotkevich.
Yes, and twice a month we have meeting in our home.
Now, the name Wozniak rings a bell to us because we had a brother here a couple years ago from the east of France, Joseph Wozniak. Is Wozniak a common name? Is that like Smith in France?
It's not very common, but there are a lot of Wozniak. So Wozniak Joseph is my uncle.
And I suspect this has something to do with how you came into the truth. Tell us a little bit about your family in the truth.
So my family know the truth by some brother from America. It was Stein.
Understand.
Okay, but it was a long time ago.
That in France or in Poland?
It was in France. It was in France because my grandparents came in France during the war, during the First War. Okay, in the 1920.
And Tell me about your present family. Who's your family older and your particular family, your parents? Or
my father is dead 6 years ago. Okay. All our family are in the truth. I am married with Aline, and we have two children. One is Virginie. She was here in U.S. last year. So with the brother Nakora, she visits all the USA.
Many of us saw her at General Convention, the real pretty blonde girl.
I have another son. He is 15, and he hopes wants to visit USA also.
Brother Nakora, did you hear that?
So my daughter prepared the way for me, and this year we came. And thank you for the invitation we received. It's a pleasure for us to be with here in your class.
It's a great pleasure for us, and we were happy to communicate with the Los Angeles class and make it a joint venture. Tell us what you're going to speak on.
I try to speak about the time where we live. I think it's the time of the end, and I think it's very important to discuss about this time. Is it the end or not? That is important for me.
I got a sneak preview of the talk because Joanna and Dawn translated it, and I had the opportunity of typing it, so I recommend it. Thank you for coming. We appreciate the great distance you've come and the effort, and now I want to talk to these two ladies who are chatting back here against the wall. Sister Joanna, I don't think you've been listening. You've been talking all the time I was talking. What are you doing back here?
I am translating.
Okay. And who are you translating for here?
I am translating to Aline Wozniak.
Aline, bienvenue.
Merci beaucoup.
Welcome to our convention. And it's a special treat for us to see you as a team. Tell us a little bit about your ecclesia back home and what you are studying.
We are from La Morle.
Siostra Mali i brat Mali dobrze nas znają, bo często przyjeżdżają u nas, jak są we Francji.
Sister and brother Mali know us really well because they are with us each year.
I tak jak Daniel mówił, są dwa razy w miesiącu zebrania u nas.
As Daniel told already, we have two meetings in our house.
Mamy w pierwszą niedzielę badanie Ewangelii Jana.
The first Sunday we have a Gospel of John.
I w trzecią niedzielę, to znaczy w niedzielę, kiedy jest u nas, mamy badanie Tabernak.
And third Sunday we have Tabernak.
Tell us who also is in your ecclesia, and maybe we know some of their relatives or something.
Powiedz nam, kto jeszcze jest w Twoim zgromadzeniu, może znamy kogoś.
O, na pewno. Jest braterstwo Boulier, Alain i Ellen.
Ellen Boulier.
Braterstwo Boulier, Bernard. A Michel.
Bernard and Michel Boulier.
Sutryk. Braterstwo Sutryk. Braterstwo Kleiniak.
Motkiewicz. Good. And the Boulier... Sister Boulier is Giselle's sister. So Giselle and David will be flying in tonight to our convention. So they also have a La Marley convention. Now, you speak Polish and French? And a little bit of English?
No.
How many people here speak Polish? No, raise your hands way up. a little bit over here? Yeah, see, we have all these translators available. How many speak French? A little bit. Go ahead, Michael, put your hand up. It's okay. Okay, so we have 4 or 5 translators. We've got 15 Polish. That's something like 20% of this population. So I want to encourage you to say a few words to this sister. Grab a translator, grab somebody who looks Polish, and say, come over here, and we want to talk to this nice sister. Thank you for coming. Je vous en prie. Brother, what is your name?
Jim Freer.
He forgot for just a moment. Stand up for me, Brother Jim. Have you been to this Portland convention before?
Not since it has been in this locale. I was at the last time was at Lewis and Clark University.
Oh, okay. I was looking at that program. Was that about, 12 years ago?
Yes, it was, Tim, about 12 years ago.
And I was looking at the numbers. The opening meal, we had 55 people. Our biggest service was 90, something like that. And so we appreciate all the friends that have come. Now, we were hoping that more Freers would come, but it didn't work out. Tell us what happened.
My brother, some of you might know my nephew, Jonathan Freer. His dad had a heart attack, and all the children, of course, were called there by their mother because at the time it seemed very tragic. But the Lord overruled. He was coming home, and he had the pressure on his chest, and so he had just passed the hospital where his wife had worked for, about 25 years. So he decided he better turn around and go to the hospital. And he went immediately to the nursing supervisor, a friend of theirs for about 35 years. And he told her of his symptoms, and she rushed him into emergency right away and gave him some glycerin. And then they have a new medication that is supposed to dissolve clots. And they gave him one of those right then. And so evidently through the test that they took of my brother, it dissolved that clot that was blocking an artery. It was not a major artery. It was a diagonal vessel.
Collateral.
Yes, uh-huh. And so then they gave further tests, and my brother and I have been doing some stone work. And the doctor came out, and he kept telling the doctor when he was feeling better, and he wondered what he was doing there because he felt so good. And the doctor came out and said that he was going to be able to finish his little project that we had started. But he wanted to keep him in there for another 48 to 72 hours for further tests. And so this is why Jonathan had to call and cancel his reservation. But you can believe, Brother Tim, that their spirit is here with all of you dear brethren. And while I'm here, I will just bring their love to all of you. And my wife, Sister Fern, of course, is planning on coming. And she's been having problems with diverticulitis. And just recently, she's had quite a few real bad, severe attacks. And so finally, I just said, well, look, hon, we're going to get to the bottom of this right now. So I called a surgeon that I knew very well. And so we have an appointment to take her to see him Monday at 3:15. And he's going to see if he can't do surgery on this and end her problem.
You tell Sister Fern that they say that the Portland climate is excellent for diverticulitis.
I sure will, Brother Tim. It sure is a pleasure to be here. I mean, my cup just runneth over. It's hard for me to contain my joy.
Good. Well, this is a happy group, and we're glad you're here, and please send our greetings to the rest of the Freers. We miss Jonathan and Catherine and the girl.
You got it.
And Sister Fern. I just want to say hello to these two. They've been here before, but it's been a while. Tell us your names.
I'm Brother Bill Smith from Sacramento, and this is my wife, Sherry.
Hi, Sherry.
Hi.
You've been here before.
Well, we came 13 years ago, and 9 years ago, and now. It's a blessing. We need a refilling.
Good. So next time, don't stay away quite so long. It looks familiar. Where are you from, brother?
Portland.
I knew I'd seen him somewhere. This brother looks very familiar. I remember him from 50 years ago. What's your name, brother?
John Balon.
And John, where are you from now?
North of San Francisco.
Okay, so John and I grew up together back in Detroit. Andrew is here again from Syracuse, and you were here three years ago, but stand up for me. You've had a status change since I saw you last. Tell me what that status change was.
I was immersed at the Sylamar Convention in May.
And why did that make me especially happy?
Because you're related to me?
That's right. This is my second cousin, Nathan Austin from Los Angeles.
Glad you're here.
Thank you.
Is this your first convention?
Yes, it is.
At Portland?
Yes.
Please stand up for me. Tell everybody your name.
My name is Brenda Krepinsek, and I'm from the Phoenix class.
And I see that you've got a friend with you here on your left. What's been going on here?
This is Alan, and he is deaf. And Nathan and I have been signing to him during the meeting, and we're trying to explain to him what the brother was saying. It's kind of hard, but we're getting the hang of it.
When did you start this signing business?
2 days ago.
Wow. That shows you what youth can do, doesn't it? I've been watching you, and I've been impressed at your signing. And who's sitting on the other side of you?
My sister.
Okay, and what's your name?
Erica Krepinsek.
Oh, same last name.
Yeah, isn't it?
Okay.
What brought you to Portland?
Oh, Mrs. Austin. Technically, no, we decided to come to the Portland Convention, and we're invited to help out at the retirement center. So
that's what you've been doing all week?
That's what we've been doing.
And what did these projects entail?
A little painting, some dishwashing.
Good. They went easy on you then.
Yeah, they did. It was pretty light work.
Okay. Very nice to have you. I know that you did a good job at the center. And there's a fourth here. She's been here before, though, but tell us your name.
I'm Sister Michelle Prasad from San Diego.
And who do you bring greetings from?
My parents. Yeah, my parents.
She's been away for 4 days and has already forgotten about her parents. We're very happy to have Michelle here. And Erica and Brenda and Nathan, if you want to talk to four good kids, right there, five, two, they'll help you translate to Alaska. Okay, I'm looking for first-timers, and I see a first-timer up here. You know, I had a young lady work for me about 10 years ago, and her name was Nancy Brown, but not this young lady. Would you please stand up? How did you get to the Portland Convention?
I came with my husband.
Very good. And where do you live now?
I live in North Hollywood, California.
She's got that part down.
Yes.
Where did you used to live?
At the Dawn.
And before the Dawn?
In the middle of a cornfield in Indiana.
Okay. And have you received training already on videotape duplication, et cetera?
Say what? Yes.
Okay, so you have joined this small corporation down there that produces videotapes. Is this right? Is that an accurate way of saying it?
It's a volunteer service.
Oh. Always volunteer?
Always volunteer.
Okay, turn a little bit that way. They just can't see the way. Well, we have talked to you about coming out to this convention, but it never worked out, did it?
No.
And this is what it takes sometimes to get some people to come to the Portland Convention.
You'll do anything, Tim.
Yeah. It took us quite a while to work on Burton, but he's finally... Okay. You know, we're emphasizing the first-timers, and I'm scanning the audience for more first-timers, but this... We really appreciate the regulars. And when I go through the computer list to make, you know, the list for the different subcommittees, I see the names that have been on the list forever. And we appreciate the friends from Washington State who come and the friends who come up from California and some who come a long way away to this convention each time. The other thing that struck me as I went through the list is how many would not be here this evening that were here last year. You know, my grandmother's in the nursing home. Louise is in the nursing home. Margaret Wills was here last year. I can't remember if he was here, but I know he was on my list for last year, Irwin Carell. And the list just went on and on and on. I have estimated that some 500 different brethren have been at the Portland Convention in the last 10 or 12 years. You know, we have the usual 200. But over the years, different people have come, etc. And so... The body, I think, is getting smaller on this side, and it's getting a little larger on the other side. Who have I missed that's here for the first time? Or who will fess up to it? I want to pick some people that I want to make sure you kind of know. Tell us your name, sister.
Dorothy Hazen.
Dorothy Hazen. And do you have any connections in Portland?
Carlton Chandler.
How are you connected to Carlton Chandler?
Pardon?
How are you connected?
He's my baby brother.
So, you have something to talk to Sister Dorothy about. If you want to find out what Carlton was like as a little boy, don't hesitate. I just want to say, as I walk over this way, I'm going to say hi to this brother. Brother, where are you from?
Oh, Vancouver, B.C.
And tell us your name.
Oh, Al Zufelt.
And you know, Al, I can remember when you first came to this convention, your status was different, too.
Slightly.
And when did that change?
Oh, 3-4 years ago? Yeah, 3 years ago. I was immersed at the Solar.
You know, Al was just a great guy. He'd bring Barbara down, and sometimes Barbara Ann, and sometimes Barbara Haddo was a regular here. And he was their very pleasant chauffeur. And then 3 years ago, he joined us as a brother in Christ. Sister Gabriela, please stand up and tell us your name. What is your name?
I'm Gabriela Yeager from the Vancouver, B.C. Ecclesia.
And you know, we have a special place in our heart. Do you know why?
Oh, yes. So. I was immersed here 4 years ago.
Great. We
never been happier.
Good. So we're glad you came back. Thank you. I see two brothers over here. They look alike, but they look lost. Why are you lost, Brother Frank?
Pat is not here with me.
She was last year. We miss her, so please give her our special greetings. What time is this supposed to end? At 9? Okay. Who else should I introduce? Who else is shy and would like to be introduced to this nice group? Don't miss Sister Olson from Washington, D.C. Raise your hand, Margaret. I can't. Just tell me. Beverly, have you been to our convention before? Once. Okay, stand up for us. Sister Beverly Stone from San Luis. Okay, so please visit her and ask her how the friends are doing down there. We have a sister from Mississippi over against the wall. What other unusual places do we have people from? A couple from San Diego. David is here. We have Frank Sarasi from Portland, New Haven. Well, we've talked to some brethren from far away, and we've talked to some older brethren, we've talked to some young brethren, and we would request, we would encourage you to seek out a few people that you have not had fellowship with. Instead of going back to the same old dining table upstairs where your group is, say hi to them and go to the next table tomorrow. Try it and have some sweet fellowship. I was going to ask Brother Homer if he had any special reasons for coming out this year. Brother Homer, did you? Yes, he did. Brother Homer was recently elected to the board of the retirement center, so we're happy about that. We'll be seeing more of him. And what's nice about Homer is that he always brings Kathy and Beverly along. So we want to encourage you to fellowship. And are there any announcements that we would... Oh, before we make announcements, I wanted to do greetings. I'm going to say the first part of the sentence, and you just fill in the blank, okay? The convention has greetings from
Detroit, yeah. Cincinnati, Chicago, Detroit, New Haven, Hartford, Anna Parsons.
That's one who has been here for absolutely years, was planning on coming, and just last week, slight stroke. But she's getting some good therapy, isn't she? And we noticed from even the two phone calls that she made, she sounded better on the second phone call. So, boy, do we miss her. They were hoping to be here, Walter and Naomi. Thank you. Washington, D.C. class. I'll repeat them so everybody hears. Thank you.
Stella Hacks.
Stella Hacks in the hospital. Thank you. Another regular to our convention.
Gary and Debbie Moore.
Bill? Thank you. Tim?
Brother Ken Humphrey from Phoenix.
Thank you. David?
John and Anna Brown.
Oh, thank you very much. I know your mom's been here. I don't know if your dad has. He has too. Okay. I've got some pictures. Yeah, it's been a while. Well, we appreciate the greetings. We appreciate you being here. We're off to a good start. Think about the lesson tonight. Less than a span. We're all less than a span. And now we have time for some more fellowship upstairs with some refreshments, some drinks, and let's sing again. I would like to sing the first and last of Appendix K. Take time to be holy, and we'll ask Brother David Bruce to come up and close this session. The first and last of Appendix K, let's stand and sing those two verses.
Loving and eternal, gracious, great Father in heaven, hallowed be thy holy and righteous name. We come before thee, dear Father, at the close of this day's activities and this service, looking ahead to great blessings in the days to follow at thy feet as we sit here and are able to enjoy lessons from thy servants as thou hast seen fit to have them prepare the lessons for our benefit and for our spiritual development. Help us to be holy. Help us to ever keep in mind that thou art looking over our convention here and saying, there are my children, they're talking about me. Forgive us our many shortcomings, for we realize we fall far short of thy perfection. Bless thy people everywhere, but especially be with us in this convention. And may we receive the blessings that will help us and guide us in the days of trouble ahead. And now we thank thee for all things and give thee all the praise in the precious name of Jesus, our Savior. Amen.